Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver. We are live from the Sportsbook at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. This segment is brought to you by Ed Bozar Chevrolet, Colorado's number one Chevy dealer. Hurry into Ed Bozar Chevrolet in Aurora for their 2014 model year closeout. You may have heard that Chevrolet is offering 20% cash back on certain Chevrolet models, but Ed Bozar is taking it up a notch and offering 20% off all 2014 Chevrolet models. That's over 300 new 2014 Chevy models at 20% off the original MSRP, but it's only through the end of the year, so get in there quick and grab up the savings before it's gone. Ed Bozar Chevrolet at 2001 South of Anna Street in Aurora, and I want to thank Kyle Bell for their sponsorship. Kyle's our usual guest during this segment, but Mike Rowe is joining me here live in Vegas. I want to thank interim coach Dave Baldwin for taking the time to do that interview in the last segment. A lot of good insights there on the season the team had, what to expect in the bowl game, the team's mindset and all that. So fascinating stuff. He's done a really good job holding this team together in the wake of Coach Mack's departure, hasn't he?
Yes, he had. You know, there was kind of a blackout period a couple weeks before the Air Force game, and there's a lot of confusion going on in the program, and the fact that he stepped up and really brought the team back together, refocused them, you know, you got to tip your hat off to him.
You know, he's really campaigning hard for the job, which you like that. He was really impressive. That first press conference he had, I came out, like, ready to run through a brick wall. I'm like, wow, this could be the guy. You know, and then once you start looking into the candidates that are really interested in this program, you know, Coach Baldwin, they're gonna make an announcement probably Monday. They're going to have this whole thing done by Monday. That's what I've been told. They'll make the offer sometime this weekend, and they fully accept whoever they offer. And it's all those same names that we've talked about on the message boards, all the big names. You've got Pat Narduzzi from Michigan State. We got Scott Frost. He's still in the mix. Vance Bedford from Texas. Mike Bobo from Georgia. The defensive coordinator, Ash, from Ohio State. So all those big names that we've thrown out and we've talked about and you've seen in the media, I'm told that each one of those would die to have the job. So it's not a matter of would so-and-so take a job. If we want one of those guys, they're going to be your next head coach. And you got to look at, Coach Baldwin is also in the mix. He's definitely, it's not just lip service. I think they're truly giving him consideration. And in fact, I know that they interviewed him in the hotel earlier today, as well as Coach English. But I think at the end of the day, you're going to look to probably make a splash, and you're going to go with the name, and you're going to try to use that same model that you did with Coach Mack.
You know, when our last coach left, again, Coach Baldwin came in. He's done a great job keeping the team together. And you got to tip your hat off to him. He had some impressive wins when he was the head coach at San Jose State. Knocked off TCU, and I think they were ranked in the top 10. Beat Stanford 2 out of 3 years. You know, he does have a decent resume. But again, it's the way the sport is now, it's about the splash hire. You know, I think Baldwin is a good, safe hire. But is that where we want to go? Do we want our program to be safe? Do we want our program to be status quo? Do we want another Steve Fairchild coming into the program? And I think, and no disrespect to Coach Baldwin again, the way his offense broken records, I mean, he's done an amazing job. But kids today, they want rings, they want flash. And I think that's what CSU is looking for. And the great thing is the way our program is on the way up, we're getting those people that are interested.
You know, what do you think about the timetable of this whole thing? It seems like Ram fans have been getting impatient with the amount of time. And I think it really sparked that was the fact that you missed out on Tom Herman, who very quickly took that Houston job. And it's the fans are getting the impression that we're missing out because it's taking so long. But you really had to, you know, they started the search probably maybe a week after Mack left. Maybe you wanted to start that a little bit sooner than that, but you got to get your ducks in a row. You got to get the search firm on board. You got to get all the logistics for the flights, and you got to set up the interviews. So I think, you know, and they've been flying around all week. They've been all over the country. I know that that the coach search committee, so to speak, was in 4 different states yesterday. So they're really doing their due diligence. But when you look at it, though, I don't think you really want to make this announcement before the bowl game anyway, because you want the team, you want the players, you want the coaches to be 100% focused on this game, make sure you get that win, and then you're in the national news because you're playing in a bowl game, so you're going to get that coverage, and you're going to get the recap of that on Sunday. And then if you go out and make a nice coaching hire on Monday, you're in the national news again for, you know, the next couple days. So I think this is the best timetable for CSU.
I do too. You know, you got to give our seniors the respect that they deserve. That's the class that changed this program. They went from 3 wins as freshmen, 4 wins as sophomores, 8 wins last year, and now we're at double-digit wins, hopefully getting to our 11th win. You got to give them the respect. I have no problem with the way the timetable has been set. Again, I mean, there was just a total blackout for about a week. No one knew what was going on, and then Gator One's flying into Fort Collins. And so it's one of those things where if you're not being told what's going on, how can you take that next step? And you know, we are in a tough spot. You know, John Morris is doing a great job as interim AD, but he's interim AD for a reason. And you can't have somebody that just steps up. You know, when Gary Anderson left Wisconsin last week, Barry Alvarez, who's been the AD since he retired as head coach, he flat out just came out and said, I already have a list. I always have a list in case this happens. You know, someone kind of asked him, is Wisconsin no longer a destination job? And Barry Alvarez answered back, obviously not. You know, we've lost our last 2 coaches in 2 years. You know, so he was prepared. We didn't have that. But at the same time, I think that we've been going through, checking all the resumes. And it's kind of different than 2007 when we hired Coach Fairchild. Is now we get to pick who we want. Then it was kind of, you know, we got these resumes. You know, where we're going to go. Now it's, we have all these resumes. We have a plethora of great candidates. Who do we want? And I think I think it's great. And I'm excited about the bowl game tomorrow. And then I'm excited about what's going to come out on Monday.
I think that's one thing you really got to appreciate about Coach Mack is when he took this job, CSU was not in good shape. And you didn't have the stadium, the promise of a stadium. You know, there was talk of it. This coach is going to be assured that there's a stadium built. You've got a team that's 10-2, possibly 11-2, you know, after tomorrow. So it's a much more attractive job. But CSU really kind of got lucky and made a great hire with Coach Mack, who really shifted the way this program is and where it is and made it attractive for this. You know, to have these candidates really wanting this job says volumes from where you were 3 years ago.
You know, I know that there's a lot of hurt feelings. And just like any breakup, there's going to be hurt feelings. You know, our last coach, he came in and he changed the program. He really did. Changed the mentality on and off the field. And you have to give our last coach respect for that, because he really changed the focus of CSU football. And the great thing about it is now that he's moved on, we have somebody that wants to take it to the next level. And whether that's for 3 years or whether that's for 15 years like Sonny, you know, we're still in a better position than we were in 2011.
Mike Rowe, Cam Strizzo from RamNation.com is my guest today. Utah is 10-1 in their last 11 bowl games since 1999, but they haven't made a bowl game in the last 2 years. So I've always liked Utah. You guys give me crap because I made a trip to go
see
them play. Yeah, the must. I made a trip to go see them play BYU 1 year. I was so impressed by their fans and the atmosphere there and the way that they play. I mean, they were the flagship of the conference, the Mountain West Conference, for years. And I just loved the way they played, and especially in bowl games, because they always represented well and they went out and beat the crap out of, you know, bigger, well-known programs. So it's kind of interesting to see that they are now the so-called Goliath and we're David. You know, we're there. And you see the shift in their mindset among their fans, because they're already being pompous, you know what? But I think they will come ready to play. I think Coach Whittingham does a great job getting that team ready to play. The players aren't going to look at it from a standpoint of, oh, it's little old CSU from the Mount West. They'll be ready to go.
I kind of disagree with you on that. I think the fact that they haven't made a bowl since they've been in the Pac-12, and the fact that we're coming off of our bowl game last year, I think that's going to give us an edge because our players do have a recent bowl experience, where most of the players for Utah, they haven't been to a bowl. The seniors, they were freshmen. They were probably walking around their last bowl wide-eyed, not really know what was going on, while all of our players were there last year. They knew what it took to have a short bowl prep. I mean, you got to think about that. You're allowed 15 practices for the bowl season. As soon as it's announced, if you're in one of the first weekend bowl games, you have to know what. I mean, it's a quick 2-week turnaround. CSU's done that, and Utah hasn't. So I think that's going to play in our advantage.
We're sitting here at the sports book at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, looking up at the board here, and CSU is currently a 3-point dog. That line opened up as a 4.5-point dog, so money has come in on the Rams. Smart money?
You know, I think so. You know, last night, even when we arrived last night, it was 3.5. So it's dropped since we've been here. Now, I know a lot of that is CSU fans are more likely to be in the casinos and throwing money down as opposed to the Utah fans. But, you know, if you look at the national publications, again, you brought up the LA Times article when they were discussing the bowl game. They picked CSU to win that game. If you look at ESPN, they picked CSU to win this game. So I don't think it's just CSU fans out of the casinos. I think people know what CSU can bring to the table.
You know, and we only have a couple minutes here left, Mike, but when you were on that last show about a month ago or so, a month and a half ago, season's probably halfway done. We were talking about the best quarterbacks at CSU. We went through BVP and Kelly Stauffer, Anthony Hill, Moses Marino, and you said, don't forget about Garrett Grayson. He's having a heck of a season. And then, wow, the following 6 weeks, he's just lit it up. He's broken every record, single season record, career record at CSU. What a career. Do you think he's going to be a difference tomorrow?
I do. You know, I'm a huge Grayson fan. I was impressed when he was a freshman coming in for Pete Thomas. You know, CSU was not a good team. But you could, and you know what, his numbers weren't great. We did not win a game when he came in and took over. But you could just see the way he carried himself. And you know, his sophomore year, he new coaching change, beat CU his first start, got hurt. And you could see the development last year as a junior. But this year, it's just been almost every week, just improve. And the best thing is in games that we don't need him, he's still very impressive. I mean, he'll throw for 280-some yards, 4 touchdowns, and you don't even notice it. When before CSU has a quarterback throw for that many yards, that many touchdowns, that's all you're talking about. But now he can do that. He's so good, he can do that. And we focus on DeHart's 4 touchdowns.
Right. Well, we got about a minute left, Mike. What are your predictions? What the score is going to be tomorrow? What are we going to see?
The prediction is we're going to have an amazing tailgate tomorrow, and then the Rams are going to go into Sam Boyd Stadium. I'm saying 21-17. Rams.
I feel good about it. I think the Rams are going to come out and play a great game. I think Utah will be every bit as good as they are advertised. And I think it's really going to come down, though. CSU's going to need some breaks. If Utah plays its best game and we play our best game, I think it's probably a slight edge to Utah. But you got to force turnovers. You maybe have to have a big play on special teams. I really think that this senior leadership on this team is going to be a difference. I think that this coaching staff has done a great job in the wake of what's happened, and they're going to have this team ready to play. I think it's going to be something like a 27-24 kind of Ram victory as well. So it'll be exciting to see. Hope you tune in. Hope those of you listening through this web stream here in Las Vegas, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Wear all your green, gold, orange, whatever you choose. It's going to be an awesome time. Thank you, Mike Rowe, for joining us. Thank Coach,
thank you for having me.
Coach Baldwin for being with us. And thank you for our sponsors. Without them, this show is certainly not possible. Next time we're back on the air, December 26th, Friday. It'll be after Christmas. So hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. We'll have a new coach hopefully in place by then. Hopefully a bowl victory and an undefeated hoops team. We'll talk much more about hoops in the coming weeks. Thanks for joining us. This is Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports. Go Rams.